A prisoner awakens. How wonderful that is. A prisoner awakens. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the University of Philosophy, with the Absolute Philosopher. A prisoner awakens. For years and years and years, 20 years, 30 years, we have been working with prisoners in prisons around the world. We've been working with people in hospitals around the world. We've been working with people in their bedside around the world. We've been working with people everywhere in the universe. And all these people have the same problem. They want to awaken to their divinity. They want to awaken to a consciousness that is greater than themselves. They want to awaken to an understanding of the magnificence that they are. And to awaken to that takes a great deal of study and awareness of your inner self by saying, I like me, I like me. That's study. By saying, I am divine order. That's study. By saying, I am peace. That's study. We had a young man who wrote us a letter this past 2 days, and he's in prison. He's in prison for life for whatever he did. And he was a very bad boy. He was a very bad boy. He was so bad, his parents sort of wanted nothing more to do with him. They just threw up their arms and their hands and said, we don't know you. We don't know you at all. We don't understand you. You have done these things, and you're our son, and you should never have done these things. These things are so wicked, so horrible, that they should never have been done. And they abandoned him. And so the young man went to prison for life, and he's been there for over 11 years, and he's had a very rough time of it, because he thought that what he had done was right. And then, in prison, he learned from some of the standard Christian faiths about God and Jesus, and about an understanding of becoming aware of the person he really is. And this was very beautiful. And then, one day, we talked to his father, and his father mentioned, just offhandedly, that he had a son who was in prison. And we said, what? Let us write to him. Let us send him the gist. Let us talk to him. And the father said, oh, no, that's not, do. Well, it took a while before we got the address. And we finally got the address for the boy, because the father had not been writing to him. And we wrote to the young man over a period of now about 8 weeks, maybe 3 months, something like that. And as we wrote to him, he became very mellow, and he said, people out there really like me. They like me just because of me, and they don't have to know anything about what I did or how bad I was. And we told him, no, the past is past. You live in the present. We accept you, and we love you, and we see you a beautiful being. We wrote this in every letter, and we sent him the gist, and he was so delighted in receiving the monthly magazine of the University of Healing. And he read it thoroughly and thoroughly, and he became aware of a certain self within him. And as we wrote to him, we said, let go of the past. Let go of the past and live in the present. Because the past is not something you can change. You just live in the present, which is something you can put the cause in motion for goodness and happiness. Well, he wrote 3 letters. Many other letters too, but 3 letters to each of our staff members here, and 4 letters, and I put together the things that he said in these 4 letters, because I thought they were rather significant. And here's what he writes. Dearest Ellen, Helen, Herb, Ingeborg, and Sylvia, you are true friends and family to me. In the gist you sent, I found a picture of my mom and dad, and I almost fell over. I haven't seen them or gotten a photo of them in nearly 11 years. It's the only photo of them that I have now. I can't get over it. When I opened the gist for November-December 2005, today I got the most wonderful surprise. I found a small photo of mom and dad, and it just nearly made me cry. I ain't seen my folks in almost 11 years. This little black and white photo is all I've got of them. I'm doing everything to keep it safe so it won't be damaged ever. I miss my parents real bad, and maybe someday I'll find the words to say I'm sorry for all the pain I've caused, and the words that say just how much I love them. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner. We've been on lockdown again, and I still haven't been able to go to the canteen. I borrowed paper and envelopes today so that I can write everyone and say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm not really sure when I'll be able to get into the store to get all the stuff that I've run out of. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much for the Christmas card and for all the money you sent. It all means so much to me. You all mean so much to me. Thank you very much. I know that even a life sentence has an end. And no matter what God does with me in the end, it's okay because I've got you and everyone there at the Church of God Unlimited University of Healing who love me. Mom and Dad, too, and my sister and my grandmother, who, like all of you, stand by me and never stop loving me. All of you are so much more than I ever thought God would bless me with, that no matter what happens at the end, I go a very happy man. Thank you all. Thank you so much for all you do for me and for my family. I love you all so very much. Most everyone that knew me 10 or 12 years ago wouldn't know whether to believe me now or not, but I do think about my past and all the bad I did, and it bothers me. For the most part, I've given all that over to God and His Son because I can't change the past. Lord knows I wish I could, but I can't. So, not so long ago, I sat down and told God He's got to deal with it from now on because I'm done with crying and hurting over the past. I needed Him to forgive me and or cut me loose. Well, I got the feeling He isn't done with me yet. And I told Him I'll do anything He wants, anytime, anywhere. Just let me know when it's time for me to go to work. It's time I took the next step in my life. I may be doing life in prison, but at least I'm alive. I've got at least now, and probably tomorrow too, to do whatever He wants me to do. You tell me to let go of the past. I let it go. Now what do I do? Before I die, I want my dad and mother to know in their hearts that their son has changed, and that I live every day to do right and to help anyone that needs it to have a good day. I won't spend the rest of my life the way I did the last half of my life. I just won't do it. I know now that I've got people who love me and care about me, people I love and care about, and I flat out refuse to hurt anybody ever again. I just won't do it. This is my body. They put my body in a cage for life, but they got no shackles on my soul, not anymore. God loves me anyway, my family loves me anyway, and all of you are my family now. I got nothing but love now, so I'm good to go for another 45 years. All of you mean the world to me, even those of you I haven't met in person yet. Someday we'll all be together in a much better place. I love you. Love. And he signed his name. Yes. A prisoner awakens. A prisoner awakens, even though he had done things terrible. When the master was on the cross, and the prisoner next to him saw how Jesus responded and lived, and expressed himself to all who were present. He said to the master teacher, he says, I believe in you. And Jesus said, thou art with me today in paradise, for thou hast believed. Perhaps it's just that easy, and perhaps it's just that hard, letting go of the past and living in paradise today. Join with me on this wonderful adventure as we take the prisoners of the world and free them from prison. Free them from prison in their mind, and let them walk free men, free women, in a world of magic and wonder, in paradise with the Christ. I love you. I love you. I love you.